Masechta Pesachim begins with the din of Bedikas Chametz. The Zman for Bedikas Chametz is Leil Yudalet, because in the Chumash it says Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisa Sor Mivatechem. The simple translation of the pasuk sounds like on the first day of Pesach you have to destroy the Chametz Bayom Rishon. So the Gemara says it can't mean that. You're going to destroy the Chametz on Pesach. So what's with Bal Yeroyah on Leil Pesach? So obviously Yom Rishon means on Erev Pesach. The Gemara quotes all the Tanoim to explain Yom Rishon means Erev Pesach. So the Zman Ben HaTorah, fulfilling every mitzvah, has a Zman. If you shake a lulav on Erev Sukkot, you're not yotze anything. If you sit in Sukkot, if you blow a shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you're not yotze. You have to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Bayom. So the mitzvah of Tashbisa is supposed to be fulfilled on Erev Pesach. Yom Rishon is Yud Dalet. So the Rabbanan, the Chachamim made a takana, they moved up the Zman to Leil Yudalit also. Min HaTorah, the Zman al Pipash, this is only Yom Yudalit. And the Gemara explains, Ach B'Yom Rishon, the word Ach is a miyut, so Ach Chilek, we split the day in half. Up until Chatzos is the mitzvah, to the Kiyama mitzvah of destroying the Chametz. And after Chatzos is an Iser Asay. Sometimes you have a Pasig and Chumash that's an Iser Asay. Sometimes you have a pasuk in Chumash that's a kiyum asay. Take for example, the Rambam counts in the Sefer Mitzvahs a mitzvah asay kol tzipa toher tochel. It's a mitzvah to eat kosher chicken. So it's a mitzvah once a day, every day, to have kosher chicken. What if a person wants to be a vegetarian? Doesn't want to eat any chicken at all? Some mitzvah asay. So it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah asay. It's not a kiyum mitzvah. It's an iser asay. If you eat an oif tomei, not only are you in violation of a lois asay, in addition to the lav, and you're going to get malchus for the lav, you're also in violation of the yisur asay. And usually you have an asay that's a kiyum asay. The mitzvah asay to lick tefillin, the mitzvah asay to recite kriyashma every day, mitzvah asay in the Quranim to duchen and so on, that's a mitzvah asay. And sometimes you have a pasuk, an asay, that's both a kiyum asay and an yisur asay. So that's how the Chazal understood here. The pasuk Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu is clearly a kiyum asay. There's a kiyum mitzvah. But haraya that the Chachamim established either in the Torah or in the Rabbanon, that's a machlekes harishanim, that the bir chametz, the destroying the chametz, begins with the bedika. You have to first do bedika. That's going to lead to the bir. And the Gemara says that you say a bracha on the bedika as chametz. Hashem Hashem says it's on al bir chametz. You only say a bracha when you're about to fulfill a mitzvah, so I say, a kiyama mitzvah. When a person shaves with an electric shaver and he doesn't want to shave with a razor, he doesn't say a bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah, so it's a manu shalol galeach betar. When a person goes and he buys kosher food, he doesn't say a bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah, so it's a manu shalol lecha macholos asuras. You don't say a bracha when you're about to avoid violation of an avera. You only say a bracha when you're about to fulfill a mitzvah, either a mitzvah menator, a mitzvah midirabbana. So from the fact that the Gemara says you say a bracha before you start the bedikas chametz, al biur chametz, that shows that the bedik is the haschala of the biur, and that the biur tashbisu is a kiyum asay, it's a mitzvah asay. The Ran on the first page in the Rif, the Mesichta starts with a base, and the Rif always starts with page Aleph. So the Ran on page Aleph, Omer Aleph, the very first page in the Rif, the Ran has the discussion where the bedikas chametz, to search out the chametz in order to destroy it. Is that min haTorah? That's the haschal of the bira. Maybe it's only mid the rabban. So he has a machlokes. The Gemara says we have a lot of kulas. We have a lot of leniencies regarding bedikas chametz. That's on dalel amid beis because bedikas chametz is only mid the rabban. But the Gemara says bedikas chametz only mid the rabban if he had already been mevatel. If he was mevatel chametz already, then the need for bedikas is only mid the rabban. What if you were not yet mevatel? What about bedikas chametz before you mevatel? So that's what the Ran quotes the opinion from the Balei HaTosfos that bedika would be deraisa. Bedika is the beginning of the bir chametz. So the Gemara learns out from the pasuk Ach B'Yom Rishon. Ach is a miyud. So we divide the day in half. Yudal and Nisan in the daytime part of the day we divide in half. So up until Chatzos, the first half of the day is the zman of the kiyum asay of destroying the chametz. And then the second half of the day after Chatzos, that's the Yisur Asay. Whoever will eat chametz will be in violation of an Yisur Asay of Tashbisa. Whoever leaves chametz around the house, Bal Yirad Bal Imatze says Shivas Yomim So Leimatze Bevatechem. That's only the most of the Rishonim hold. Bal Yirad Bal Imatze is only on Pesach proper. On Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're not yet in violation of Bal Yirad Bal Imatze. But if you keep chametz in your possession, in your ownership, there at Pesach in the afternoon, you're clearly in violation of the Isser Aseh of Tashbisul. So Tashbisul is both a Kiyum Aseh and an Isser Aseh. The Kiyum Aseh I'll discuss a little more. Kiyum Aseh is in the morning, the first half of the day. The Isser Aseh is the afternoon. So really, the Aseh doesn't begin Leil Yudalit. The Gemara says Chilik, we divide the day in half. So the Leil Yudalit is before this month. So that should really be like blowing shofar a week before Rosh Hashanah, or shaking Ululav a week before Sukkot. But that's Kach Tikno Chachamim, that Leil Yudalit, it is man, the Rabbanah, the Omasakin, that's the Zman of the Kiyum HaMitzvah.
How do you say it's like Tashiri Mitzvah, the Hechshir Mitzvah? Like when I build a Sukkot, I don't get a Mitzvah the Sukkot, but I send the Sukkot.
Right.
Why do you say the same thing? When I do the Vedika, it's only when I burn it, that's the Mitzvah. The actual Vedika is only a preparation for it.
The Ran suggests it's more than that. It's the beginning of the Biur. You have to search for the Chametz in order to destroy it. It's the beginning of the Mitzvah. To build the Sukkah is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. But he suggests here, that's the question. He suggests maybe it's more than a Hechsher Mitzvah. Maybe Bedikah is the Haskalah of the Mitzvah. That's why we say a Bracha. We say the Bracha al Biyar Chametz because we're beginning the Kiyum HaMitzvah now.
You say the Bracha, you come, you say make a Bracha there, like with Mara. We find Mara to make the Bracha on Mara, there with Mara. That's the reverse psychology.
Not the reverse. The Chachamim instituted the Bracha because they decided that Bedikah, okay. Either Min HaTorah or the Rabbanon, is the beginning of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. If it would only be a Heksher, they wouldn't have...
You could do a bit of a Yom Ha'os. You could be brought by yourself.
If you do the bittul, then the Gemara says the need for the bedika is only mid the rabbanon. But if you didn't do the bittul, then the bedika is needed possibly min haTorah. If you already did bittul, then clearly the bedika is only mid the rabbanon. If you didn't do bittul, so if the Gemara is a little bit mashma that the bedika would be min haTorah.
Why don't we say if it's really the haskalah, we should say
That's the whole. The Gemara has the whole discussion here. When do you say Al and when do you say Lit? That's over here in Pesachim Dav Zayin. Sometimes they say Al, sometimes they say Lit. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion. The Hilchus on Zayin Amad Beis, it starts on Zayin Amad Aleph, come to the conclusion that it's Al Biyachom. The question is why? So the Rishonim all break their heads. They're not sure what the Klal is. So the Rosh quotes different opinions. Or the Rishonim have different opinions. The Avodah Zarah has a long tshuva.
Like Tefillin, Al is on the Rosh.
On the Shal Yad, yeah. It's a question why. That's a big
dik-tak.
Yeah. You always say the bracha, Eva Lasi Asam. So all the bracha should have been Lahabo. Yeah. If you say, once in a while there's a bracha Lisha Ovar, once in a long while you say a bracha Lisha Ovar. A ger who's Mizgayer, so he can't say a bracha before he's Tovel in the Mikvah, Shekadishana Be Mitzosu Tzivonu, he's not Jewish. After he's tovelim, he already had a bris milah, and then he goes to the mikveh, so he becomes Jewish, al-yidei ha-tfilah, so after he's tovelim the mikveh, then we say, looking back in retrospect, he just did a mitzvah. He wasn't obligated to convert. If he does want to convert, he can remain a non-Jew. There's no obligation to convert. But once he does convert, and he goes through the procedure of having the milah and the tfilah, so we declare, in retrospect, he did a mitzvah, so tov al v'yola, the Gemara says on Zayin and Beis, when he comes out of the mikveh, he says, the bracha lachar asi yosam al
hatvila. That carries on al tfila shidai, the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you wash, they
make
the bracha.
Okay.
Well,
that. The balei.
You also have that.
Yeah, but that's not. He's talking birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hamitzvah should be recited over lasi yosam. So, really, all the bracha should have. A text of the bracha should be lahabo. I'm about to do something. And once in a while, the bracha is recited after having done the mitzvah. Bar Mi'ar Eish is a bicha shevach. It's a different kind of a bracha. And Gansen, a different kind. See, Natilus Yadayim.
Because Bel is the Shema Kol Shofar and Al Mikra Megillah. It's basically the same thing. Somebody is doing it. You might say, everybody, you have one that has Lit, one has Al.
Right, right. So these questions are discussed by all the Rishayim. They work on this, and each one comes up with a different suggestion. Right? They work on this. So you say, the ger says ala tvilo because it's lisha over, because the ger can't say the bracha before he goes to the mikvah. The tilis yadayim, that's a meaning that the Bali Atosus introduced, that you really, strictly speaking, you should really say the bracha before you wash the tilis yadayim, because the Bali Atos are afraid. Maybe your hands are dirty. Maybe you just touched your shoes. Maybe you just came out of the bathroom. Maybe just woke up in the morning and it didn't wash negel vasa yet, so it's not proper to say a bracha. So they introduced a minig Aloy plug. You should always say the bracha on Tilas Yadayim la'acher asiyosim. But you look in the Mishnah Brura, he quotes the Rishonim and says, if you don't want to follow, this is Tosfos is writing a justification for their minik, that they always say Anatilus Adayim Lachar Asiyosim. More correct is really to say Anatilus Adayim before, if you know your hands are clean. So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Rishonim and says, if you want to say before, Gezunta Eitz, say before. So Nishkan Aveira to say Anatilus Adayim before. If you want to take life easy, you don't want to have to think so hard, are my hands clean, are my hands not clean? So Tosfos justifies that you always say the bracha lachar asiyosim. So now it's a good question. If the person knows his hands are clean and he wants to say the bracha before, but he still says al netilas yadayim, why doesn't he say lito l'sayadayim? If he's saying in advance, if you say lachar asiyosim, so you say al. And if you say in advance, you should say lit. So that's what the Rishonim work on. That's what the Rishonim work on. So some Rishonim say about what you said. Why do you say al mikra megillah and Lishmaya Kol Shofar? So some Rishonim say a mitzvah de Rabbanon is not as obligatory as a real mitzvah de Raisa. Lishmaya Kol Shofar, Tzivanu Lishmaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, we have to listen. The Mikra Megillah is only Midr Rabbanon, so maybe by mitzvah Midr Rabbanon it doesn't make sense to say Le, means it's an absolute obligation. Not so absolute, it's only Midr Rabbanon. What? Yes, you got a lot of kashas. You have a lot of kashas. They suggest such and such the Rabbanon, so you have stiras all over the place. So that's what the Rishonim work hard to try to figure out, what's the secret. When do you say Al and when do you say Le?
In the Megillah, there's a Kriyim Siv in Perik Ches. Layehudim,
yes.
With one Yud, and the two Yuds, they built the second base on the Kush with 43,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Shaychus from the Megillah to base on the Kush.
That's for sure. There's a big shaychus, okay.
There's no problem making the bracha on the bedika, even though it's only the rabbanim, you're missing out on the bracha on the doraisim.
It's a long mitzvah. You begin now, and you're going to finish it tomorrow morning. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara has a cloud. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim here. How many days before Pesach do you have to start going through Hilchas Pesach? So we paskin shloshim yom kodem lachag, sholom v'doshim Hilchas Hachag. You have to start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days before. The next Tana disagrees, he says 2 weeks. It's enough to have 2 weeks. What's this din 30 days before? So the Beis Yosef writes he's not sure. Beis Yosef in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach writes he's not sure. But the Shloshim Yom Kodem Pesach, you have to be Shona V'doshim Hilchas HaPesach. Is that only by Pesach? Because Hilchoseh Merubas, there's so many dinim. Maybe Shavuos is how much easier. Sukkah is also not so easy. A lot of dinim about Lulav and about Esrig and about Sukkah. But maybe Shavuos is much easier. So maybe Shavuos you don't need the 30 days. So the Poskim can point out that the Gemara says about Machzis HaShekel. Why do we lay in Parsha Shkolim a month before Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Because Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the beginning of the fiscal year for the purpose of Akrobas Karbanas Tzibah and the Beis HaMikdash. You have to purchase, the year goes from Rosh Chodesh Nissan to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And L'chadchili is supposed to, you have to purchase Karbanas Tzibah with Machzis HaShekel money. You can't have someone lay out the money and refund them later. It has to be for Machzis HaShekel money. So the bid the Yebid, if you purchase the Karbanas Tzibah this year from last year's Machzis HaShekel money, is also good. But L'chadchila, the Gemara says, he's supposed to purchase the new Karbanas Tzibah starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan with the new Machzis HaShekel money. So how far in advance of Rosh Chodesh Nissan do you have to announce to Lein Parsha Shkolim to notify everybody that they could shake a leg and bring in the Machzis HaShekel money? So the Gemara says, we paskin Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach. So the same thing applies to Machzis HaShekel. So Machzis HaShekel is so complicated. Happens, Masechus Shkolim happens to be complicated. But it's complicated because of other things. The Hilchas Machzis HaShekel 1, 2, 3, it's not so complicated over there. Everybody knows the din of Machzis HaShekel. Not so difficult. So you see, the din of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach is not a din at Pesach. It's not even a din in Yontif. It's a din even at Machzis HaShekel. It's a din. If you have a mitzvah that comes your way every day you have to lay tefillin, every day you have to put on a talis, every day you have to daven, you have to say kriya shma. So you don't have to prepare in advance. What do you have? Every day I do the mitzvah. So I'll do it today. The same I did it yesterday. Every day I do the mitzvah. But if you have the mitzvah,
to help poor people is 365 days.
Okay. But if you have a mitzvah that comes once in a long while, so then you have to prepare in advance, because as the Yiddish expression goes, The year is very long and the memory is very short. So I forgot already how I ate matzah last year. I forgot already how I observed Sukkot last year. So how far in advance do you have to start preparing? So 30 days before applies to Machzah Shekel, it applies to Lulav, it applies to Rosh Hashanah, it applies to any mitzvah that comes once in a long while. You have to start thinking 30 days in advance. Where am I going to have the Seder? Where am I going to have my Sukkot? Where am I going to buy my matzahs? You have to start thinking. It doesn't mean you have to learn all the halachas every single day. You have to start worrying about how you're going to fulfill the mitzvah.
But that itself is difficult because the whole concept of 30 days before, it traces its roots back to Pesach Sheni. Because the Chevra Kedisha was complaining with Tamei Meis, what do we do? He says, Imdu V'yeshvat. So 30 days before Pesach Sheni, which was Pesach, he was discussing halachas. But how long does it take to discuss halachas of Pesach Sheni?
Not so long. Not so long.
That's it.
Right, but you have to start thinking a month in advance. How am I going to take care of it? If you need a person, how am I going to take care of it? You can solve the problem in half an hour, right? But you have to start thinking about it 30 days before.
How many forever pass would be even more than 30 days
before? I don't know. Where's the 30 days before? You have to start worrying about the mitzvah. Okay, so here the Gemara has a din. What if I'm going away? What if I'm going away to the hotel? What if I have a summer home? I'm going away for Pesach. So do you have to do bedikas chametz or not? You're not leaving Leil Yudal. You're leaving a week or 2 weeks before Pesach. So the Gemara says, because shloshim yom kodem achag, you have to start worrying about what's going to be on Pesach. So if you're leaving Purim or after, that's 30 days before Pesach, then you're obligated to do bedikas chametz. But if you're leaving before 30 days before, you're not mechuyev to worry about Pesach. So you're not obligated to do bedikas chametz. So the Meiri has a machlekes on that Gemara. If you buy the chametz, if you're leaving your home before Leil Yudalid, then you have the din requires you have to be buy the chametz because it's within 30 days. Do you say a bracha or not? I'm not bedikas chametz. You're obligated with the rabbanon. So in Shulchan Aruch we pass in Shulchan Aruch they don't quote any machlekes. They just say you don't say a bracha. You only say the bracha if the bedika is done bismanoi on Leil Yudalid. Whenever you do a bedika earlier than Leil Yudalid, no bracha is recited. What's the explanation for that?
But if you leave 30 days, you go to the hotel, you have to in your home, you have to do a bedikah.
If you leave within 30 days, yeah, then you have to do a bedikah.
But the new home, the hotel.
That you have to do a bedikah for sure. You're going to be there. That for sure you have to do a bedikah. Yeah?
What about the process when you have to start studying for that?
When you come to the hotel.
Sukkot is only a few days after Shana and Yom Kippur, so even if you start 30 days before, meaning, is it going to take away from...
Not going to take away. You have to start worrying, Tesvav Elul, where am I going to be for Sukkot? How am I going to get a Sukkot? So I call up a make a phone call. Okay, Shana, stop. I'm going to eat by this one. Shana. The problem is solved. If you're married, when you're going to be married, not if you're married, when you're going to be married, then you have to have your own Sukkot. Then you have to figure out, where am I going to buy a sukkah? Where am I going to put my sukkah? Okay. But a single guy makes a phone call, right? So 30 days before, he's already all arranged. Every mitzvah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, sukkah, you always have to start thinking 30 days in advance, how am I going to fulfill that mitzvah? So we pass in Lalocha that you only say a bracha when you do the bdika on Leil Yudalid. Why is that? So the pashtus is the following. Rashi and Tosfos give two different explanations on the opening Mishnah. What's bdikas chametz all about? So Rashi writes, the purpose of bedikas chametz is in order not to violate bal yiroi bal yimotzeh. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and the pashtus is, if the purpose of bedikas chametz is merely not to violate bal yiroi bal yimotzeh, so that's like shaving with an electric shaver. I'm using a shaver in order not to violate the issur of shaving with a razor. So you don't say a bracha shekadoshonim b'tzotzvotanu shalola galech b'tar. So from the fact that the Gemara says you do say a bracha on bedikas chametz, you see the bedikas chametz is the beginning of the kim hamitzvah of tashbisu, either min haTorah or the Rabbanon. It's the haschalas hamitzvah of tashbisu, but the mitzvah of tashbisu is only on yudalit. Min haTorah, it's only yudalit in the daytime. In the Rabbanon, they moved it up the night before Leil Yudalit. So we assume if you do a bedika within the last 30 days before Pesach, you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah, not min haTorah, not min the Rabbanon. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's not the correct zman. That's like shaking a lulav a month before Sukkot. If you do a bedika earlier than Leil Yudalid, It's like Rashi said, you're avoiding Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzah. The only time we say the Bedika has the double function, the double role, it's not only to avoid violation of Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzah, but it's also the fulfillment, either min ha-term de-rabbanim, the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's if it's on Leil Yudalit, or Yom Yudalit in the daytime. So then, and only then, can you say a bracha? That's how we pass on Allah. You only say a bracha on the Bedika if it's done on Leil Yudalit or after. So then you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbis.
So Rashi, you say that both you have one is not to be over the Bali or Bali Masa, and you also Mekayim Tashbis with the same act.
If it's Leil Yudalit, you're doing both. But whenever it's earlier than Yudalit, then it's only to avoid Bali or Bali Masa, and that one doesn't recite a bracha.
We're knowing that the Chiyos Chomet is Bali Masa, so you shouldn't have to, so you wouldn't be over Bali or Bali Masa. Why would you need a bedikah under those circumstances?
The Tanoim who instituted the bedikah eschomins, they didn't yet have this institution. So the takana still matters b'mkayim. Takana was made, so it still remains. Takana still remains. The Gemara says, even after if a person would be mevatel lachametz, then the Gemara says the whole need for the bedikah is only by the rabbanim. But we do bedikah before we do any bittul. We do bedikah before we do bittul. So that's why many rishonim think that the bedikah is a fulfillment of the mitzvah and atara. But nonetheless, even though you did bedikah, you still have to be mevatel. The Gemara says, habaydek tzar shevatel. Medina the Gemara, you have to recite the bittul chametz right after you complete the bedikas chametz. Then the Rosh added on, you should be mevatel again a second time in the morning. After you burn on the chametz, you should say a second time bittul. But Medina de Gemara, you only have to recite the bittul once after you did the bedikas chametz. What is bittul? What does bittul accomplish?
What about the shul?
The shul says in Shulchan Aruch that the shamus in the shul should do bedikas chametz. You have to do bedikas chametz. In every shul, they always bring in cookies, candies, chametz digger things. So you have to do bedikas chametz. You say bracha also.
But if you make bittul a point of hilo, you need three people to be bittul. Make something hefker.
To make something hefker, you need midirabbanon, you need three people. Oh, so that's a machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos, what is bittul all about? It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you recite the bittul in Aramaic, kol chamiro chamiro dike b'shusi de lochazit, it's all in Aramaic. They said if you don't understand what you're saying, it doesn't have any effect. This is not a tchina, it's not a tfila that you want to be. So you have to know what you're talking about. So what are we talking about when we say bittul? So that's a dispute between Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos says bittul is not a fulfillment of any mitzvah. Bittul is a harama. Bittul means a mafke the chametz, and if the chametz is not mine, I can't be held responsible for Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh. You only violate Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzeh Le'yirah L'cho Shalcho Yateroi, if it belongs to you. Once you're mafkir it, doesn't belong to you, so you're not in violation of Ba'yirah. So according to Tosfos, the main line in the bittul is Lehevi Hefker. I declare I want it to become Hefker. Rashi does not agree with Tosfos. Rashi and many Rishonim, Rashi and the Ramban and the Rambam, many Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. And they all point to the Targum Onkelos on the Pasuk Achba Yom Rishon Tashbisu. So the Targum Onkelos translates to Vatlun. So it sounds from the Targum Onkelos as if when you declare Bittul Chametz, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So what does Bittul mean? So Bittul means the person declares Iskima Daita the Das HaTorah. The Torah wants that on Pesach you should neither eat the Chametz nor gain any benefit from it. You shouldn't sell it, you shouldn't give it as a gift to anybody else, you shouldn't get any hanor from the chametz. So the Torah wants, Tashbisu means you should be mevatel, that's how the Targum Onkelos says, you should be mevatel, make a declaration, the chametz should be batel ka'afra diara. As far as I'm concerned, it's useless, it's worthless, I don't care to eat it, I don't care to gain any benefit from it. So according to Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban, a whole group of men, the Ran, many Rishonim, don't agree with Tosfos. The Ramban raises a possibility that maybe Chomet Shal Hefker and Yurishus you do violate by Matzah. It's not so compelling what Tosfos said. The Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi quotes a Machlekes HaTanoim, between two brises. One brise says Chomet Shal Hefker B'shus HaYisrael you do violate by Matzah. So it's not so muskan what Tosfos said. Rashi seems to hold, that's how many Achreinim assume, Rashi seems to hold on the next daf, on daf Hey Amid Beis, Rashi, the Pnei Yeshua and the Vilna Gaon and many other Achrayim point out this Rashi. Rashi sounds like he holds you don't have to own the chametz in order to violate by matzah. If the chametz belongs to a non-Jew, then there's no bayirah. Let's say a non-Jewish worker comes into my home, he's fixing something achalamayin, and comes in with a sandwich. I'm not in violation of bayirah by matzah because chametz belongs to him. Or if the chametz belongs to hegdish, shal acherim, Rashi translates shal nochrim, acherim are non-Jews. Shal gavaya means if it belongs to hegdish. If the chametz is owned by a bailim who is not mitzvah in the mitzvah by yirah by matzah, the non-Jews don't have the mitzvah by yirah by matzah, and hegdish, the Rabban Shalom, doesn't have the mitzvah by yirah by matzah. So whenever the chametz is owned by a bailim who is not muzar on the mitzvah by yirah by matzah, so such chametz is not subject to by yirah. But if you have two Jewish people sharing a room together, let's say in universities, they dorm together, and one is religious, one is not. So from Rashi it sounds like the religious one will be in violation of Bayeroah on the other one's chametz. Chametz shel Yisrael acher, because the chametz doesn't belong to a non-Jew. Chametz belongs to another Jew who is subject to the laws of Bayeroah by matzah. And there is no requirement that it should belong to me. So it could well be that Rashi holds la halacha that Tosis is wrong. The chametz shel hefker and my rishus, it could be I am in violation of Bayeroah by matzah. The only time there's not Bayeroah by matzah is if the chametz shall hegdish, or chametz shall nochrim. The chametz is owned by a bailim who is not muzer on Bayeroah by matzah. The chametz shall Yisrael acher, the acharayim assume in Rashi that you do
why,
violate.
Why, if it's owned by somebody else, whether the nochrim or hegdish, I have no access to it anyhow. In other words, it's not as if I can. The whole purpose of Bayeroah by matzah is a double head that all year round. I might come along and it's. This is one of the reasons we're more concerned on Pesach, because it's a tent all year round,
yeah.
And you see it in front of you, you go and use it.
Right.
But if I know it belongs to somebody else, I have no access to it.
It's an interesting svara, but Rashi doesn't seem to agree. Rashi seems like he holds kemat explicitly that if the chametz belongs to another Jew and it's in my rishus, I'm not allowed to take it lo sigzol, but still it's my violation of by yirah by matzah. That's what it sounds like from Rashi.
No, he can take me over on something I didn't do anything wrong.
I did wrong. I'm sharing the apartment with him. It's my response. Yeah. I'm sharing the apartment. So he has his chametz. It's my violation because it's in my apartment.
What happens when I eat almost a factory, let's say, in a place goyim, and they come with the
chametz
to the place where he works?
Is that kind of shy? If he owns a factory, he's open a chalamoid, let's say. Shouldn't be open a chalamoid. Okay, but let's say whatever. Let's say in my home, someone, a non-Jewish worker, comes to fix, place the steam broke or the hot water broke, whatever. He comes to fix something, the refrigerator broke. So the non-Jew comes to fix the refrigerator. It comes with a sandwich on Pesach. So the Gemara says it's not my responsibility. It doesn't belong to me. So I'll throw it out in the garbage. The Gemara just says if you have the chametz that belongs to the non-Jew, it's going to be in the refrigerator. Yeah. So I may by mistake eat it. So the Gemara says you have to make a mechitza gavaya asara tvachim as a reminder that you shouldn't come to eat it. That's why we sell all the chametz to the non-Jew. So you don't leave a box of cookies on the table and you sold it to the non-Jew. So there's no bayirah by matzah. That's true, there's no bayirah by matzah. But there's a chashash. The same cookies that are on the dining room table all year long, I'm going to leave them on the table on Pesach. I'm going to forget to eat it. So the Gemara says, Mede Rabbanon, you need a heker to remind you not to eat it. So you have to put up a mechitza gavaya asara tfach. So when we recite the bittul, we should really have in mind both. According to Tosfos, the bittul is an act of being mafker. I'm declaring the chametz as hefker, and if it doesn't belong to me, I don't violate by Rabbi Matzah. That's shitas haTosfos. And Rashi does not seem to learn like Tosfos at all. Rashi could even hold la halacha, if you are mafker your chametz, you are in violation of Bal Yirah by Matzah. The only exception is if it belongs to a non-Jew, belongs to Hegdish, then there's no Bal Yirah. If it's hefker, it could be like chemtza shel Yisrael acher, that there would be Bal Yirah by Matzah. So Rashi learns bittul chametz is good ben haTorah to solve all the world's problems, because bittul is a kima mitzvah. I declare his kima daito ledas haTorah. I say I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to gain any benefit from it, and as far as I'm concerned, it's kafra de almas, like a piece of junk. So Rashi holds, so we should have both in mind. When you declare the bittul chametz, you should have both in mind, the kavona of Tosfos as well as the kavona of Rashi. So the Gemara, Medina the Gemara, The Gemara says, "Habodik tzoch sheibatel." You have to be mevatel chametz immediately following the completion of the bedikas chametz. Then the Rosh adds on a recommendation: you should repeat the bitl chametz in the morning, because at night the bitl chametz is only we search for the chametz, and then we declare whatever chametz I'm not aware of, whatever I'm aware of, I know I'm going to either sell to the nandru, I'm going to burn it, I'm going to take care of it. Whatever I'm not aware of, so that's any chametz that I'm not aware of, I declare as batel. What happens if I last night I was only mevatel chametz that I'm not aware of? Then erev Pesach in the morning, I may forget to put away the Wheaties. I knew all about the Wheaties. I may forget to sell the Wheaties. May forget to pull it away. Then I'll be in violation of Bal Yerah by Matzis. So the Rosh recommends in the morning you should repeat the bitul and say the chametz that I was aware, whether I am aware or not aware, I'm mevatel all the chametz. I should be covered. In case I'll forget to burn the chametz, in case the rabbi will forget to sell the chametz, so I should be covered with that bitl that you do in the morning.
But can you say that same bitl at night?
Why not say the bitl at night on the chametz that you do, that you are aware of?
And you're not aware of.
Still have. Let's say, according to Tosfos holds that the bitl is really a harama to avoid violation of Bal Yerah by Matzah, but you're not yotzei any mitzvah with it. So I have chametz and I want to burn it. I want to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. So if I'm going to be mafkir all the chametz that I have, so I won't be in fulfillment of tashbisu. It's a question according to Rashi. If Rashi says that bitl is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisu, so why do you have to bother to destroy any chametz? Just be mevatel. So Gemara says, but midirabbanan. Midirabbanan, you have to burn it. You have to destroy it midirabbanan. So you're asking, why not do the bitl on everything at night? Why only what you're not aware of? I don't know. That's an interesting question. Why don't you do bitl on everything, the chazita, the lo chazita at night, and then with the rabbanon you'll destroy it in the morning? I don't know. Got to go through the Gemara again.
You can eat in the morning. Still have chametz.
You can eat in the morning.
If you want,
yeah, still have chametz.
Yeah, but he's asking, right after the bedika, you have to be mevatel. So why not say the whole bitl, the chazita, the lo chazita? On everything. Why do we only say the bitl on what I'm not aware of? Why not say a bitl on everything? Because what do you need it for? I plan to burn it.
Until you burn it. You want to eat the next one.
That's right.
You want to eat, so it's a joke. How can you say mevatel? How can you say mevatel chametz that I'm aware of? Okay, if you plan to eat it tomorrow.
But if you want to be mekayim during the sreifa, if you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, if it's already hefty, you aren't mekayim the mitzvah.
According to Tosfos, right. According to Tosfos, that the bitl is a way to avoid Bal Yerah by Matzah, so then you're killing the mitzvah. So according to Tosfos, we understand why you're not mevatel everything at night. But he's asking, according to Rashi, that bitl is the kiyum mitzvah min haTorah. So why do you have to? Why do you only be mevatel what you're not aware of? Be mevatel everything. So he says, no, if you're mevatel everything, so then you can't eat chametz in the morning.
Of course you can. Why can't you be? I can eat something from hefker, something in the bottle.
No. According to Tosfos, it's hefker.
Right.
So we understand why you don't want to be mevatel the chametz that you're aware of. Then you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisu. I have no mitzvah of tashbisu if the chametz doesn't belong to me. The whole question you asked, the good question was, if you all like Rashi, that bitl chametz is the kiyuma mitzvah, so why not be mekayim the mitzvah? What do you have to destroy anything for?
The night was on midrabbanan, and the day was min haTorah.
Okay, that's also a good answer. Okay, the mitzvah has to min haTorah. The mitzvah is only in the daytime, so I don't want to kill it.
Sorry. Again, it's some other mafkir.
Yeah. Right. So at night, so according to Tosfos, at night we're only mafkir the chametz that we're not aware of. What we are aware of, we're not mafkir. Okay, that's a good answer. He wants to fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah. If he's going to be mevatel the chametz that he is aware of, that he won't have any mitzvah min haTorah. He just fulfilled the mitzvah min haRabbanan. What he said is also correct. Mevatel means I don't plan to use it to gain any benefit at all till after Pesach is over. But he's going to eat breakfast,
right?
Or he's going to have the rabbi's going to sell it to the non-Jew. Rabbi says to the non-Jew, he's getting benefit. He's selling the chametz to the non-Jew.
The reason Pesach is so important is because the Torah says Pesach ladoshev.
Yeah.
This is guts Pesach.
Tos avada azay. So when you do the bitl in the morning, the Gemara says you have to be careful. The bitl has to be before this man Yisra Hanor. Min haTorah, the Yisra Hanor begins at Chatzos, usually 12 o'clock. This year it's about 1 o'clock. So, and Midirabbanan, they moved up the Zman an hour before. So an hour before Chatzos is Midrabban on the Chametz is also Bano. So the Gemara says, once the Chametz is also Bano, you're not able to be Mevatl. However you understand Bittl. If you all like Tosfos that Bittl means Hefker, so you, apparently you can't be Mafker or something that's also Bano. Either you have no ownership or it's Ein B'Shusay, something. And even if you hold like Rashi, that Bittl means I'm making a declaration that I don't plan to gain any benefit from it, it only makes sense if I'm a Bailemanet. But once it's also Bahano, I'm not a full Bailemanet, so I'm not a Balabas to declare any Bittl. So one has to be careful to declare the Bittl in the morning after you burn all the Chametz. You don't say the Bittl before you burn the Chametz, say the Bittl after. And you should declare the Bittl before the Zman Isahano.
The question that the rabbi is selling the chametz, I have to say it after he sells my chametz.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I finish eating at 9 o'clock in the morning, he's selling it at 11 o'clock. I have to wait for the bittul till 11 o'clock.
The pashta says you really should wait till after the rabbi sells. You shouldn't burn the chametz till also till after the rabbi sells the chametz. You have to know when is the rabbi selling the chametz. Let's say I have a ton of chametz, and I'm going to burn 1%. And I still have 99% of the chametz in the house. And then I'm going to sell the 99%. So did I do a mitzvah there? The pashta says like this, if I sell 99% and I only have 1% left, then I destroy the 1%, I burn the 1%, oh, so then I destroy tashbisu, the last bit of chametz that I have. So we have the institution of Mechiras Chametz, so what we're going to burn the chametz, I'm going to daven at the early minyan, the 7 o'clock minyan, whatever time you're going to 7 o'clock minyan. I'm going to burn my chametz at 8 o'clock, the rabbi is not going to sell the chametz till 10 o'clock, so I burned 1% of the chametz, so I still have 99% of all the schnapps and all the all the cookies and all the spaghetti and everything. Then the rabbi sells it, so how is that a kiyama mitzvah? So the pashta says you should really not burn your chametz till after the rabbi sells the 99%. So you destroyed the last bit that you have. And after you destroyed the last bit that you have, then they make the declaration of Kol Hamiri. Make the second beetle.
But how do you know when he's selling it, the exact time? If you burn it afterwards, then that's not correct.
The rabbi has to sell it when it's still Mutta Bahano.
So when do you know when your rabbi is going to sell it?
He sells it at the beginning of that hour. The hour before Chatzos, it's also Bahano. The hour before, it's also Bachil and Mutamano. So the rabbi is going to sell it in the first half hour of that hour that it's also Bachil.
And what do you do when Pesach is when the first day of Pesach is Saturday night? When you're supposed to say you call Chamir Bachamir? Or you don't say it?
You say it then when you finish eating your Chametz Dikah breakfast on Shabbos morning. Okay.
But the sale is taking place on Friday.
Okay, so Zavada good. So the Chametz was taken care of. Yeah.
I think there's a halacha during the week the rabbi should daven early Maariv so he could go to the goy and redeem the chametz.
After Pesach.
After Pesach.
Rabbi should daven early Maariv.
Yes.
No, okay. That's when you'll be a rabbi.
I'm not a rabbi.
You retired already. You retired already from the rabbinate.
Right.
Okay. Okay. When it comes Chatzais, is a new Yontif. The Chumash in Parshas Amor lists off all the Yom Tovim. You have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So what we call Pesach is called by the Chumash Chag HaMatzos. And what we call Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that's Chag HaPesach. Erev Pesach after Chatzais, when they used to bring the Zman Shel Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim, that's when they used to offer the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Chumash, these are two different Yomim Tovim. Erev Pesach, Heftach Hatzos, is Chag HaPesach, and Leil Pesach, what we call Pesach in Yiddish, is really Leil Chag HaMatzos.
What's the Mevachers HaPesach?
Yeah, Mevachers HaPesach.
Omer, the Pesach is referring to the first day. It's not referring to Erev
Yontif.
They have to call it Pesach.
No. In Chumash it says, Mechus haPesach Yotzei Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim.
No, I'm talking about when you do Sfiras HaOmer. Yeah. Mechus
haShabbos, you mean?
Mechus
haShabbos. No, there are two psukim. No, there are two. One pasuk in Chumash, one pasuk in Yeshua. So one pasuk Mechus haPesach means Tezvav, and in Yeshua Mechus haPesach means Tezai. So Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes that the Ibn Ezra sent his kasha to the Rabbeinu Tam There's a stira. How come in Chumash, Memrachas HaPesach Yotzim and Eizom Yeretz Mitzrayim, refers to Yom Tezvav? Memrachas HaPesach, the day after HaKrobos HaPesach. How come in Yoshua, it says, Vayochlo Me'avu HaOretz, Memrachas HaPesach, the Yeta Tvua Chadosho, the day after Tezayin?
The Lashon Leviim is different than Lashon Torah.
That, yeah, that's what Tosis discussed. So that's a question: what is the word Pesach referred to in a different psukim? But the Chagah Pesach in the Chumash, Chagah Pesach means Erev Pesach after Hatzis. Chagah. So we paskin la'alochem. If Rachman Litzlan, someone, people are always dying. If someone is in the middle of Shiva and it comes Yantiv, so the Yantiv terminates the Shiva. Someone in the middle of Shloshim comes Yantiv, so the Yantiv terminates the Shloshim. Shabbos does not cancel Shiva, does not cancel Shloshim. And the reason why, Tosis explains, is because Yontav has a Chi of Simcha, and Shabbos does not have a Chi of Simcha. That's what Tosis quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. So Simcha and Avelus is a Tarte de Sasri. So in Shulchan Aruch they point out there's a Machlekes Tosfos in the Ur Zeruah. The Ur Zeruah is from the later Balei HaTosfos. The Zeruah was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Tosfos holds that Pesach cancels Shiva, cancels Shloshim, and it comes Leil Pesach, not Erev Pesach. The Ozorua, Tosfos is in Zvachim, on Daf Kuf, where the Gemara talks about people dying on Erev Pesach, and the Ozorua disagrees. The Ozorua holds that Erev Pesach in the afternoon is Chaga Pesach, so Chaga Pesach is also Chiyab Simcha, also cancels Avelus. So we have a klal in the Gemara, whenever there's a Machlekes in Hilchus Avelis, we always go to Kula. Aloch Yitav Ramekel Bob. So that's why the Ramah in Yeridea Paskins Laloch, that if people are sitting Shiva, so they get up from Shiva at Chatzais, before Chatzais on our Pesach. They're not supposed to wait till after Chatzais. After Chatzais, they've already entered into the Yontav. Just like you get up from Shiva when Yontav comes, you don't wait till Yontav comes. Before Yontav, you get up in the Shiva. Or the Shloshim is cancelled. If a person already finished Shiva, middle of Shloshim, so Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the Yontav of Chagah Pesach, so that cancels the Shloshim, that terminates the Shloshim.
But that's when they
will
bring in the
carpet. If it's over.
Right, right. So even Bizman Hazeh, we don't have any Beis Hamikdash, the Ramah still quotes from the Ozorua that since officially that is a Yontav, we don't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of bringing the carbon Pesach, but it still is a Yontav. So Erev Pesach after Chatzos cancels Avelus.
This is the over. Erev Pesach is allowed to see Bituch HaMetz, all of the Bruchos. Over.
An over before the Kvura?
No. Yeah, after the Kvura.
After the Kvura, over is chayv in all the mitzvahs. Yeah, he has to do it.
He can do it.
In other words, if a person buried after Pesach in the afternoon,
yeah,
he starts Shiva.
That's the Shaila. If it's a Yontav, Akavis Mesa Beregel, Yontav only cancels the Shiva if the person started observing Shiva before. So what about over here? There's always a funeral Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so they're not allowed to start Avelus then, so they have to wait till after Pesach, then they observe the whole 7 days of Avelus. So there we usually assume you go Lahakam in the other direction. We say like Tosfos that Erev Pesach is not a Yontav. So you are permitted to observe a little of it. Take off your shoes for 10 minutes, and then the Yontav is going to, Pesach is going
to
cancel.
But how will you have to take off? You have to stop the Avelus, you know, before.
Like any Yontav with enough time to prepare for the
Pesach.
No, if one is in Shiva before in the morning, then right before Chatzos he should stop the Avelus Shiva. But if the Kobra, if there's a Levaya after Chatzos, so then we would be Mekel in the other direction to say that Erev Pesach is Nishken Yontav. Yeah. We would follow Tosfos then. So Nishken Yontav, and the Avelim should observe a little Avelim so that when it comes Leil Pesach, the Yontav Pesach will cancel the Shiva. We go the Kula in both directions.
Why doesn't Leil Pesach then not get the Shloshim?
That's a good question. The Rishonim talk about it in Moed Katan. If Sukkot knocks out Shiva, so why doesn't Shmini Atzeres as a regular Bifnei Atzmai, why doesn't it knock out Shloshim? The Gemara says that it doesn't. So the Rishonim give an explanation. Trei Kula Loi
Mikilino. You get 7 days. You get credit, I think, for 7 days.
Yeah, but it doesn't cancel the Shloshim. So that's a discussion. Why doesn't it? Yeah. A lot of people make a mistake. A lot of people think that every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif, when it comes Chatzais, you call it quits. So the Pesach Tshuva says this is a mistake. It's a carryover from Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach we paskin, Chatzos canceled, but every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif it doesn't cancel. The same is regarding ripping Kriya by the Kosel HaMaravi. There's a minig in Yerushalayim that when a person goes Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif after Chatzos, they don't rip Kriya. So all the poskim say Pe'echad that that's not correct. And the mistake comes from Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Because the Magen Avraham says that even though, let's say Rachmana Litzlan, somebody dies on Yontif or Chalamoid, so you have a funeral, so do the Avelim rip Kriya or not? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you do rip Kriya on Chalamoid. On Yontif you don't rip Kriya, Chalamoid you do. The Ramah quotes a minig, on Chalamoid you only rip Kriya for a parent and not for other Avelim. But the Ramah says if you don't live in a country where they have that minig, so you rip Kriya on all the Avelim. The din is that one does rip Kriya on Chalamoid. Only Shabbos and Yontif you don't rip Kriya. Chalamoid you do rip Kriya. So the Magen Avraham says, "Bamedvar Mamurim, when do you rip Kriya on Chalamoid if somebody died?" Well, let's say you go to the Kosel HaMaravi, that's a different kind of Kriya. That's a Kriya of Avelus. The Gemara says, usually, Kriya Luchud, Avelus Luchud. You don't observe Avelus on Chalamoid, but Kriya is not the Nihug Avelus. But the Magen Avraham says that ripping Kriya by the Kosel HaMaravi, that is a Nihug Avelus. So that you don't do on Chalamoid. So if you don't do on Chalamoid, so you don't do it on Erev Pesach in the afternoon either. Because we follow the Ozerua that one doesn't observe Avelis and Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So if you go to the Kosel HaMaravi, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you wouldn't rip Kriya. But if you go any other Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you are supposed to rip Kriya. The same mistake that they made to terminate Shiva, Erev Shabbos at Chatzos, Erev Yontif at Chatzos, they made a mistake confusing Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Erev Shabbos. So they made this. The Oilam made the same mistake with respect to ripping Kriya by the Kosel HaMaravi. It's not really right. That's what all the poskim say. It's not really right. A person goes to the Kosel Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. He does have to rip Kriya. And Erev Pesach, because we're supposed to bring this special karma, we don't have the opportunity to. So that's why many Sidurim they have printed that one should recite the Seder Akrovas Korban Pesach, because the Navi told us in the Shalma Farim Svaseinu, if we will recite the Psukim, just like every day, we recite the Psukim of the Korban Tamid, and to the best of our ability, we're fulfilling the mitzvah. If a person lives Bezman Shabbos and Migdush HaYikayim and is obligated to bring Achatos, a Korban Pesach, or whatever, he's just going to recite the Parsha. So you don't say, whoever reads the Parsha is considered Kilu, he was Makriv the Korban. It's only if you live Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdush Kaim, then you say, and the Shalma form so safe. So Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the proper thing is that one should learn the Mishnayos about Seder HaKrovos Korban Pesach, or recite the Psukim and Chumash, and fulfill the promise of the Novi in the Shalma form so safe. By reciting the Psukim, that's the best we can do under the circumstances.
They do it in Israel, Erev Pesach, the Kotel.
Right, right. But all over the world. In Europe, they always did it. Yeah. Yeah. The first Tosfos in Perek Arbit Psachim starts off with a Chiddush. Not everybody agrees with the Tosfos. The Mishnah says on Erev Pesach you shouldn't eat Atche Techshach. You shouldn't eat the matzah Atche Techshach. What about Atche Techshach? Till it gets dark. Oh, so Tosfos says, even though every other Erev Shabbos, every other Erev Yontif, if you want, you can be Mekabel Shabbos early. And the Gemara says, you can daven Ma'ariv early after the Plaga Mincha. And the Gemara says, in Brochas Dav Chazan, you can make Kiddush. And if you make Kiddush, obviously, in Kiddush Elam Avakum Sud, you're going to start the meal. But on Erev Pesach, you can't do that, because the Pasuk consists, true, you Mekabel Tosefes Yontif, but the Pasuk says, Ba'erev tochel matzahs. You have to eat the matzah balayla. And the Pasuk says, regarding Korban Pesach, Ve'achlos habasa balayla, it has to be balayla. So even though there's man of Tosefes, there's a Kedusha Sayyim of Yontif, but you can't, that's what Tosefes holds. You can't be yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and the mitzvah of Arbekaisis and the mitzvah of matzah during this man of Tosefes. Not all the Rishayim agree. Okay. The mitzvah of on Sukkot, there are two mitzvahs. All of Sukkot, there's a mitzvah to eat in the Sukkot, and then Laila Harishon, there's a chayva, even if you're not really hungry, The rest of Sukkah is if you're hungry, if you're sleepy, you should go sleep in the Sukkah and eat in the Sukkah. The first night, even if you're not hungry, you're obligated to eat in the Sukkah. So you say, if you're Moshe Michael al HaKodesh on Erev Sukkah, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of eating in the Sukkah, the mitzvah of Laila HaRishon. But the Pashtus is the mitzvah that you have all of Sukkahs to eat in the Sukkah whenever you're interested in it. Probably that you can, perhaps that you can fulfill. That's a question. Perhaps that you can fulfill. See, Taisus on this daf has two opinions. What about if you makabel Shabbos early and you say Kiddush and you start the meal, can you finish the meal? You yotze the whole Sudas Shabbos by eating, finishing the meal when the sun is still shining outside. Or do you say, no, you can recite Kiddush when the sun is still shining. If you say Kiddush, it has to be Kiddush b'makom Sudas, you have to at least start the meal, but you have to save over a little challah to the end. Make sure that you eat after Tzeisah Kachavim, a kezayis or kebetza, yotze mikebetza, three different opinions, in order to be yotze the mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos. So that Taisus has two opinions. And the Taz in Hilcha Shabbos points out that the proper thing is to be machmer for that. Even when the community is makabel Shabbos early and everybody starts the meal early, you say Kiddush and you start eating before the Shkiyah, but you should save over a little bit of challah to eat at the end of the meal to make sure that you yotze the Sudas Shabbos. So that's a shaila. According to the one opinion in the Tosfos, the only thing that Tosefes Shabbos is significant for is the Issa Melacha, not allowed to do Melacha, and you can say Kiddush, that's all. But it's Kiddush and Issa Melacha are connected, but you can't fulfill any other mitzvahs. So you wouldn't even be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, Kol Shiva, the regular mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, you wouldn't be able to fulfill that mitzvah either during this Zman of Tosefes. Mashenik, can according to the other opinion in Tosefes, that no, when you mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, you can be yotze the Sudas Shabbos during this Zman of Tosefes Shabbos. It's only a local din here because it says, Be'erev Tochel Matzahs, Matzah needs Laila. In Bochlas HaBasa B'Laila Zeh, the Korban Pesach needs Laila. So only the Seder needs Laila. But any other mitzvah of Yom Tov, you would be able to do it during the Zman of Tosefes. So that's the Shaila. If one was Meisif Mechoyla LaKodesh on Erev Sukkos, and then he wants to go to the Sukkah and say Kiddush. So why not? If every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, you can say Kiddush early, why shouldn't you say Kiddush early on Erev Sukkos? So the Ramah says he shouldn't, because he can't say Leisha Basukah. Why can't you say Leisha Basukah? So the Ramah is assuming that the mitzvah of Sukkah, even the mitzvah of Sukkah Kol Shiva, not only the mitzvah of Laila HaRishon. Laila HaRishon is like Be'erev Tochel Matzahs. This is Zereshavah HaMishosah HaMishosah, the same as Pesach. So the special, unique mitzvah to eat in Sukkah Laila HaRishon, that we understand you can't fulfill during this month of Tosefes, an Erev Sukkah. But what about the regular mitzvah of Achila B'Sukkah, all of Sukkahs? Why can't you say Kiddush an Erev Sukkahs after you Moshe Mechoyla HaKodesh and say Leisha B'Sukkah for the general mitzvah? So the Ramah holds he can't do it. He's obviously assuming, like that opinion of Tosfos, that you can't fulfill any of the mitzvahs ayam during this month of Tosefes. And other Rishonim would disagree. Other Rishonim hold that you can be yotze the mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos during this month of Tosefes. You could be yotze the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah during this month of Tosefes also. The recent Svarim talk about that.
The Sudas Shabbos is not midrash anyway.
What's not midrash?
The Sudas Shabbos is not midrash then.
Most assume it's not midiraisa. That's right. Okay, but still, but you have to be yotze the Sudas Shabbos on Shabbos. Olzai midirabbanan. But you have to be yotze it on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. So that's the debate that Tosfos has. If you're Moshe Mechoyel al HaKodesh, is Tosefes Shabbos only relevant for Issa Melacha and for Kiddush? Is it even relevant for, let's say, the Suda, which is only midirabbanan? Okay. So not all the Rishonim agree with this Tosfos. The Tosfei Harosh there in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin writes explicitly against Tosfos. He says if you mekabel kedushas hayom of Pesach early, you can eat them, the Korban Pesach and the matzah and the morah, because you can finish the whole CPTS, you can finish the whole arbekosis when the sun is still shining, and be yotzei everything. But that's not the accepted opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. What? Right. So the Tosfos Tainis Be'erev Tochel Matzahs. And the Tosfei Harosh says, Be'erev Tochel Matzahs just means the beginning of Kedushas Hayom of Pesach as opposed to tomorrow morning. You can't be yotze the matzah if you wait till Pesach in the morning. But if you mekabel Kedushas Hayom early, mekabel Tosefes Pesach, that's called Be'erev. The beginning of the Kedushas Hayom is Be'erev. So if you have an old age home, and they're not going to stay up so late, Or when the boys used to, years ago, the boys used to travel to Russia in order to make a Seder for many people there. So if they would announce the Seder is going to begin at 10:30 at night, no one's going to show up. So they had to make a Seder after Plaga Mincha, and they would say Kiddush for them, and they would tell everybody, Yontif began, we're making Tosefes Yontif. They went through the whole Seder for them. And after they finished the whole Seder for the Balabatim, they sat down and made their own Seder at 10:30 at night, after Tzeisa Kechavim. So if you have a big Shas HaTchak, then you rely on that Tzvei HaRosh, that you can't fulfill all the mitzvahs during this man of Tosefes.
Why do we wait until after nightfall and Shavuot also? I mean, there's no particular mitzvah.
Right, that was a chumrah because of Tmimais. It's a question, different suggestions why. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote that reason of Tmimais, and others give other reasons why. Right. After Tzeis Kechavim, right.
After Tzeis Kechavim, it should be a little further. After
you shouldn't begin to say Kiddush on Pesach night till after Tzeis Kechavim, right. The Mogen Avraham and the Taz give two different reasons. The Mishnah Berurah quotes both of the reasons. The two different reasons why you shouldn't begin to say Kiddush on Pesach night and to left it says HaKachav. So some Achreinim say, oh, these are the two different reasons. So some say the drinking of the first cup of wine is the first of the Arba Kosis, and just like Matzah in Korban Pesach have to be Balayla, Arba Kosis also has to be Balayla. So you can't begin to drink the first Kos until left it says HaKachav. So let's say the Chazan knows they're having Kiddush, Chazan knows that it takes him 7.5 minutes to say this Langa Kiddush. So he can start saying his Kiddush 7.5 minutes before Tzeis HaKachav. He knows what time Tzeis HaKachav is, and he knows we're not going to drink the wine until Tzeis HaKachav. The other explanation that the Mogen Avraham gives, one explanation, the Taz gives the other one. The other explanation they give is that the Kiddush on Pesach night is Kiddush like every Shabbos Yontif, but it's also the beginning of Tzipi Tzeis Mitzrayim. So just like you require Laila for Korban Pesach and Laila for Matzah and Laila for Arba Kosis, so you require Laila for the Kiddush also, because the Kiddush is the first step in the Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? What do you say in the Kiddush? He says Manchei Reseinu, and he says Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Kiddush on Pesach night is not only B'toris Kiddush, it's B'toris the first stitch, the first part of the Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the whole Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be Balaila. No, Balayla, they weren't allowed to leave their homes. They had to wait till the morning. Yeah. The morning they left. Makas Bukharis was at Chatzos, but they weren't allowed to leave their homes till the morning. Then the morning, everybody left. Yeah. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara that the Arba Kosis don't have to be take place in the same location. You can begin the Seder in one place and finish the Seder in another place. The rabbi asks, what's he talking about? How can you be mitzarif for the Arba Kosis from two different places? So the Kesef Mishnah on the side says the Rambam is innocent and just quoting a Gemara. The Gemara says on Peivav that when you want to eat the Korban Pesach, this mancha beis hamikdash hayakayim, you had to eat it in the old city near Atika. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Peheim base, the last two lines, Gagam Aliyais Loinus Kachu. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on the rooftop or on the upper floors. Let's say you have a hotel that has 20 floors, so you can only eat the Korban Pesach on the ground level. The upper levels don't have Kedushas Yerushalayim, so you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach on them. So the Gemara says, the Eir Atika is only so big, and every year millions of people came to eat Korban Pesach. How could they squeeze in everybody on the ground level if you're allowed to eat on every floor? So every floor, everybody has another Seder. You tell me, everybody has to eat on the ground level? So the Gemara says they ate in shifts. So the Gemara says, they said Kiddush. The din is you have to have Kiddush b'makom suda. Sometimes people have to go visit their relatives in the hospital. So they decide they'll have half a Seder at home. They'll drink the first two kosis till Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. Then they'll walk to the hospital where the grandmother is or where the spouse is, and they'll finish the Seder over there. So that's absolutely not acceptable. The Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda. It's the same every Shabbos, every Yontav like that. Wherever you make the Kiddush, that's why you have to start the meal. Once you start the meal, if you wash until it's Yadam, you have in mind you're going to walk away in the middle, so that you can do. You can leave in the middle of the meal. But you have to you have to wash and eat at least a kazayas of matzah in the same location where you recited the kiddushes, the first cup of wine. So then the Rambam quotes from the Gemara that in Yerushalayim they always did it like that. The people said kiddush, then they said Hashem Yalono, then they ate the Korban Pesach, then you have to bench in the same place where you finished the Korban Pesach, then the next shift would kick them out. They would say, go somewhere else, go to the rooftop, finish the halal on top of the roof. So the Gemara says they would eat kazeis apischo, they would eat only that many people would be shutfim in one Korban Pesach, each person would just get a tiny little bit, that 10-20 shutfim in a Korban Pesach. So the Gemara has an expression, kazeis apischo, they ate a kazeis of the Korban Pesach, v'halela poka igra, when they would recite the halal, the second half of the halal, on the rooftops, they would be banging with their feet or dancing so much. Sometimes you go to a wedding and there's so much dancing, it feels as if the floor is going to collapse. So that's the Lashon HaGemara. Halela, the halal that they said on the rooftop, was poka igra. Igra is the roof. They felt as if the roof was going to cave in because there would be so much screaming and so much tumbling on the rooftop. So the Rambam just quoting the Gemara that they had the first three kaises they had on the ground level. And then the next shift chased them out. They said, you go to the rooftop now. We want to eat Korban Pesach. You have to all the shifts have to finish eating Korban Pesach by Chatzos. That's the Mishnah in Ezer Mekayim. HaPesach Eina Nechal Elo Ad Chatzos. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by midnight.
No, the children shouldn't fall asleep.
That's an additional consideration. But the Ikad Din is, you have to eat Korban Pesach by Chatzos. And the Gemara has in Brochus, and the Gemara here, on Kuf Chof HaMebeis, the Gemara quotes a Machlokes Rav Loza ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva, whether that Din is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. Rav Loza ben Azaria insists that that's a din d'oraisa. You have to finish eating Korban Pesach by Chatzos, by midnight, because the pasuk says, V'achlos habasa balaylo hazeh. And the term balaylo hazeh has the connotation of ad Chatzos, like it says, V'avarta be'eretz mitzayim balaylo hazeh, v'ikesi kol b'chor be'eretz mitzayim. So since balaylo hazeh by makas b'choris means Chatzos, so here also it means by Chatzos. Not exactly the same. Makas b'choris didn't happen the first half of the night. Makas b'choris happened at the exact split second of Chatzos. Reika chatzi alayla, Chatzos keeps on moving. First is Chatzos in the eastern part of the United States. Then you go a mile to the west, the Chatzos is half a minute later. So Mitzrayim, the firstborn died, it was like an epidemic. First it happened on the eastern coast, and then Chatzos was a minute later as you keep on going to the west. Chatzos keeps on being a little later. So the Makas B'charis wasn't in the first half of the night, it was exactly Vayi Bachatzi Alayla. As the clock struck midnight, that's when Makas B'charis occurred. Rav Loza ben Azaria learns in Gezeirah Shavah that Korban Pesach should be eaten in the first half of the night. It's not exactly the same, so that's what the Avnei Neiz has a whole discussion of that. How does he learn that one from the other? But I'll call upon him, Rav Loza ben Azaria is of the opinion that that's a Din Min HaTorah. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos is a din d'oraisa. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, no, the whole din of Chatzos is only mid the Rabbanan k'dei l'harchik ha'sa'adam in ha'aveira. If it will allow people to eat the Korban Pesach all night long, people they didn't have clocks in the days of the Tanoi. So people will make a mistake and they'll look outside, it's still pitch black and it's already Alos HaShachar. After Alos HaShachar, still very dark outside. Alos HaShachar is more than an hour before sunrise, very, very early before. So if somebody eats Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, it's an Issa Kores. He's eating nicer. So k'dei l'harchik ha'sa'adam in aveira, so they made a gzera d'rabbanan, you're not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. The Gemara says in Zvachim that the Mishnah in Ezer Mekayim that we have printed in the Siddur, HaPesach ein anechel elo ad Chatzos, written in the double negative. Ein anechel elo ad Chatzos sounds like it's a real din d'oraisa. If it would have been a gzera d'rabbanan, like Rabbi Akiva says, it should have said, "Ein achlam is haPesach achachatzos." Not so strict. "Ein anechel elo at chatzos." The double negative sounds like it's like Rav Loza ben Azaria that chatzos is a din d'orais. So that's what leads Tosfos to raise the issue. There's a long Tosfos on Kuf Chof HaMebeis that maybe we should pass on like Rav Loza ben Azaria. If you have a Stam Mishnah and a Zel Mekayman that the Gemara says is like Rav Loza ben Azaria, maybe that's the din. Usually, when you have a machlekes, Rabbi Akiva, and another contemporary of his, halachik Rabbi Akiva, mechavero, we should pass like Rabbi Akiva. But here, halachik is Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah and Zal Mekayim, is like Rabbi Loza ben Azaria. So, what's the difference halacha lemaisa, whether Chatzos is a din d'oraisa, Chatzai says that dinder rabbanan. Bottom line, you have to finish eating the korban Pesach by Chatzai. So the Gemara says, no, chaptan afkamina. Can we today, bizman hazeh, eat the matzah after Chatzais? If the din of Chatzais, midnight, is a din deraisa by Korban Pesach, then it carries over to matzah, because iskish lahadodi, there's a hekish that puts together the matzah with the Korban Pesach, then the din requires minatar, you have to finish eating the matzah by Chatzais. But if the whole din of Chatzais by Korban Pesach, gufe, is only agzerim of the Rabbanon, kidei lahachik kasodim and aver, we're afraid it will allow people to eat Korban Pesach all night long, they may eat after Alos HaShachar, it's pitch black outside, and they'll be over on Issa Kares. So that's an Issa Kares if you eat Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar. But if you eat Matzah after Alos HaShachar, so he said a brachal about Tola. He said, Shekhadisham Tosa Avachilas Matzah. So we assume like this, the brachal about Tola is only an Aver de Rabbanah. It's a Baruch Atah Hashem, Shekhadisham Tosa Avachilas Matzah. What's so bad if you say the bracha tonight? It's a brachal about Tola because you're not eating matzah, but it's a beautiful praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We praise the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he gave us the mitzvah of matzah. So if you eat matzah after Alos HaShachar, so he said a brachal about Tola, which we assume is only an Aver de Rabbanu. And he ate before Shachris. And he ate before Shachris. The Lubavitch always eat before Shachris. So you're not supposed to eat before Shachris.
The Rav said that every mitzvah needs a matzah. Matzah is a
matzah. For what?
It's a matzah.
Matzah what?
I read his book. It's a matzah. Pesach needs a matzah.
So what's like the matzah?
Like a bias needs mezuzah. That's a matzah.
That's
a matzah.
The mitzvah.
He uses the term matzah.
We usually assume that the bracha is a matzah.
Yeah.
But the Rabbanon, you're not permitted to perform a mitzvah. And as the Rambam says, just like the rabbis instituted Birchas Hanenin, the service of matzah, also Lord the Mashiach Hanim and Olam Hazeh B'lai Bracha. So just like you're not allowed to eat any, or drink any food or beverages without saying a bracha beforehand, the service of matzah, so every mitzvah needs a matzah, the Hainu, the Birchas HaMitzvah. With the Rabbanon, you have to recite a bracha. Once you recite the bracha, then you have permission to perform the mitzvah. You can't just walk up to the White House and knock on the door and say, I'm here, I want to talk to the President. Can't just come to do mitzvahs. I come to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, I want to do a mitzvah. You have to have rishus to approach the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So the rishus is gained by reciting the bracha. That's what he liked to say. Yeah.
Isn't there a problem here that you wouldn't be yaitz the mitzvah deraisa of eating matzah?
Right. If it wait too long, he won't be yaitz the mitzvah deraisa. So the Taisvis in Menachos, the Prima Gordon quotes this. Taisvis Menachos says, what is the source in the Chumash that authorizes the rabbis to make exer the rabbanon? So the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Chof Aleph, "Ushmartem es mishmarti." That's the last pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois, I think. "Ushmartem es mishmarti levilti asas michakos atayvos aela," etc. So the Gemara is understanding the "Ushmartem es mishmarti asum mishmeres lemishmarti asay siog laTorah." So the Prima Gordon points out the word "mishmeres" hishama pen v'yal always means aloy sesay. So he quotes the Taisus in Menachos, the Chachamim were only authorized to make a gzera, say siyog latorah, if they're afraid someone's going to violate an avera. But if they're afraid someone's not going to fulfill a mitzvah, that's not sufficient reason to make a gzera the rabbanon. So by Korban Pesach, they're afraid someone's going to eat noisar. They're going to eat it after Alos HaShachar. That's an Issa Karis, you're eating noisar. But if they're afraid someone's going to eat the matzah after Alos HaShachar, so he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So you really have no right to make a gzera de rabbanon. What do you do with the opening mishnah and brachas? One tana is up, half of the tana I'm hold. You make a gzera de rabbanon. You have to say kriya shma by chatzos because we're afraid the guy's going to fall asleep and he'll sleep through the whole night and he won't say kriya shma. So it sounds from the opening mishnah you do have a right. Maybe that's why we don't paskan like that mishnah. But don't you see at least some tana I'm hold you have a right? And you have an obligation to make a gzera de rabbanon if you're afraid people will be negligent, they won't fulfill a mitzvah. So the Prima Gordon works on that kasha. But he quotes this Taisus and Menachos. Taisus interprets the Gemara like that. You only have the right to make a gzera de rabbanon if you're afraid people are going to violate Averis, and it's based on Mishmartem. It's Mishmarti. Mishmarti means, I say Mishmeres le Mishmarti. Hishama pen v'yal is aloy sesay. So by the Korban Pesach, you make a gzera of chatzos. But by the matzah, it's an essay. So you have no right to make a gzera. That's what it sounds like in this Gemara. The Ramah in Hilchos Pesach quotes the Ranan Megillah. The Ranan Megillah quotes a Tosfos that we don't have. When Bamberger printed the Shas, so they left out a lot of Tosfos in order that they should squeeze it in on the page. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say. The Rashba is always quoting Tosfos and we don't have. He says when they printed the Shas, so they cut out a lot of, and even the Tosfos that we have, a lot of times they cut out half of the Tosfos. You look in the other Rishonim, you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, or the others, they quote the rest of the Tosfos. So the Rana Megillah quotes a Tosfos that's missing by us, that not only should you, according to this opinion, if you're choshish that the din is like Rablazer ben Azariah, that Chatzos is a din deraisa by Korban Pesach. So therefore it does carry over to Matzah. You have to finish eating matzah by Chatzos. And not only matzah, you have to finish eating all the arba koses by Chatzos, all the mitzvos halayla. You should finish the kos revi by Chatzos. So that's what the Ramah recommends in Shulchan Aruch. One should finish all the arba koses if it's not too much, not too difficult. One should try to finish all the arba koses by Chatzos.
You should have the time of matzah since you're drinking yayin before, so you eat it because. And matzah after the complete meal before you go to bed, so you have palm matzah.
No, you eat the matzah before the third kais. The third kais is benching, the fourth kais is a halal, yichas hashir. No, you're not allowed to. No, you're not allowed to. No. That the tam matzah of Dafi Kaiman will remain. The tam matzah of Dafi Kaiman. No, you have to have Dafi Kaiman is the last thing that you eat, and then you have two kaises.
I have the impression that once that choice passes, that's like a different time zone, it can be anything you want to eat.
The Baal Hamor has such an something like that. The Baal Hamor says that the whole din, Eimaftir Nacha Pesach Afi Kaiman, you're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach, is because of this historical fact. They used to eat the Korban Pesach on the ground level. And the second shift would kick them out, go up to the rooftop and finish there. We want to eat the Korban Pesach on the ground level. Because Gagam Aliyas Len is Kachu. So they're going to have to go find a place to finish the Seder. So they may go, look, this rooftop is taken, that rooftop is taken, so they may go to sleep. They may forget to finish the whole Seder. So we say, he's going to taste the flavor of the Korban Pesach. So he'll remember that he has to say the second half of Halal. He has to finish the abakosis. But he says, after he finished all the abakosis, so you can have a party. You can eat whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. That's what the Baal Hamor says. So that opinion has not been accepted. So the Avdei Nezer has this Mechudish Dika Einfal. He has no mocker at all. He has this Mechudish Dika Einfal. He says, how did Rab Lozem and Azari come up with his idea that you have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos? Because it says, V'achlos Habasa Balayla Hazeh. And it says by Makas Bukharis, we have to be time by Laila. I say, yes, but it's not the same. It's not Daima Bidaima. By Makas Bukharis, it was at the split second of Chatzos, at midnight. And Korban Pesach should be the first half of the night. So how does he compare one to the other? So the Avnei Nezer has this Chiddush. He thinks, according to Rabbi Lozman Azariah, when you eat the Korban Pesach in the first half of the night, you're not Yotze yet. You're only Yotze when it comes Chatzos. If the fellow eats the Korban Pesach and he dies before Chatzos, he's not Yotze. Just like Balayla Hazeh by Makas Bukharis means the split second of Chatzos, the Achlas Habasa Balayla Hazeh means you have to eat it at Chatzos, but you can't eat the split second of Chatzos. It takes a few minutes, so you eat it earlier. When it comes Chatzos and you have Tam Pesach Befiv, so then you're Yotze the Mitzvah. If you're going to brush your teeth before Chatzos, you have no Tam Pesach Befiv. When it comes Chatzos, what shaychus do you have with the Korban Pesach? So he said, that's why at Chatzos you have to have Tam Pesach Befiv. But after Chatzos is over already, then you can eat, you can have a party, you can eat whatever you want. But that's a big chiddush, no one before him said like that. That's his assumption. That's the assumption of the Avnei Nezer. That after Chatzos, the whole prohibition of eating no longer applies. The Rishonim don't have that. We wash the Tillis Yadayim, the Mishnah points out, we wash the Tillis Yadayim twice on Leil HaSeder. And Yiddish folklore, they tell a story about the Yeshuvenikas. The Yeshuvenikas used to be very, very religious, but they weren't learned at all. So they tell a lot of stories. So they tell one of their famous stories, Yeshuvenik washed for Karpas, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Makarim HaRem, Hashem, Kedushanim, Vitzos, Vitzivonim. Then they ask, what's that all about? So he says, it says in the Haggadah, you wash and you don't say the three words, Al Natilas Yadai. He followed the instructions. That's what it says. So it doesn't mean that. It means you wash and you don't say the bracha at all. Not just you don't say the last three, you don't say the bracha at all. So what are you washing? You wash when you eat bread. What are you washing for karpas? So the Gemara explains it. Now Reb Sochem said, "Din dovish etivula b'mashke." What is that? On kuf tezvava meralef. Dovish etivula b'mashke. What's dovish etivula b'mashke? So we just completed learning Saita. So we learned there in Saita some of these dinim. They made exer the rabbanon stam yadayim askani saying, so yadayim have the status of sheni letuma unless you wash until it's a dime, unless you go to a mikveh. But otherwise, stam yadayim askani, so the hands have the status of a sheni. Menatar, there is no such thing. How can the hands be tummy? The rest of the body is tohar, and the body, a human body, can never be a sheni. Human body can either be avi avoy satuma, av hatuma arishin, can never be a sheni. So it's a chumer midirabban. They made a chumer that stam yadayim have the status of sheni, and sheni also shlishi betruma. We learned the Gemara, the Mishnah in Saita like that. So stam yadayim, if you touch truma, you'll passel a truma, because the yadayim are sheni. And sheni also shlishi b'truma. So not only if you want to eat truma, do you have to wash until it's yadayim? You have to go to mikveh to make sure that you're tohar. But even if you know you're tohar, and you weren't careful about your hands, so you have to wash until it's yadayim before you eat the truma. But not only before you eat the truma, before you touch the truma, you have to be careful. If you're going to touch the truma with stam yadayim, you're pasul. Sheni also shlishi b'truma. So then they made another step. Kol ha-poisel es ha-truma, metames ha-mashkim liyos tchilo. Stam yadayim, if you touch truma, you pasal a truma, you make it a shlishi. There are other things also that'll pasal truma. So whatever, let's say stam yadayim can pasal truma. So if you touch stam yadayim, you touch water, so you make the water into a rishon letuma. How is that possible? The hands were sheni. Usually when the tuma is transmitted, it goes down a madrega. Here it's a chumra on top of a chumra midirabon. The Gemara explains why they made such a chumra, what the background was. So they made a din that if you touch mashkim with stam yadayim, so you make the mashkim into a rishon. So what will happen if the mashkim are a rishon? So the Gemara has like this. If you're going to eat the dovish etivula b'mashkim, you're going to dip karpas into salt water. So if you're going to dip in, so your finger, which is, if you didn't wash until it's a dime in advance, your fingers will touch the salt water. You'll dip in a little bit. The fingers are sheni, will make the mashke into a rishon. The mashke is a rishon, so it'll make the karpas into a sheni when you're going to eat the karpas. So that's a new din midirabbanan. That's called tumas hagviya. If a person eats food, which is tamei, so it makes him tamei. Min haTorah, there ain't no such din. A person eats food that's tamei, makes him tamei. Midirabbanan, they made such a chumra. If you eat food that's tamei, makes you tamei. So if it's Leil HaSeder, Leil Pesach, he's going to eat karpas that's going to be sheni letumah. The water is rishon letumah, going to make the karpas sheni. I'm going to swallow it. It'll make me tummy, my whole body. Then I have to go to mikveh. I can't eat the karpas Pesach unless I go to mikveh. Who's going to go to mitzvah, mikveh and Leil HaSeder? So that's why the Gemara says you have to wash until it's yadayim before you dip, before you want to eat the dovish and tibula b'mashkeh. If you won't wash until it's yadayim, the stam yadayim will be metame the water will be metame the food, you'll eat the food, it'll be metame you, and you'll be in gehak tzaris.
According to the Rambam, he doesn't dip it in water, he dips it in charoises. Is that the same thing?
If the charoises, you have to pour in a lot of red wine, zechel adam, so if you're going to dip your finger into the wine, that's also mashke. The mashke is also like that. So Taisus points out on Kuf Tezvav and Menav, this whole tragedy, this whole scenario that is going to touch the water and the water is going to be tame the karpas, karpas is going to eat the karpas, make him tame. So Bizman Shebes Amig Dushoya Kayim, it'll pose a problem. Bizman is everybody's tame mace anyway, so what's the whole problem? So Taisus says, Erachanami, the whole institution of washing the Tilis Yadayim for Dabashat Devul B'mashke is only when people would eat Korban Pesach, when people eat Truma, so they want to make sure that they're tar. Bizman is there, the whole din doesn't apply. There's no need for Natilis Yadayim at all. The Minik has it that we follow the Mishnah, that you have Natilis Yadayim for Dabashat Devul B'mashke. So many Yekish Svarim, right, many of the German Achrayim, right, the father of the household watches until it's a dime for the karpas, and the rest of them don't. While the father is the only Orthodox member of the family, the others don't have to observe the dinim. No, the answer is, it's only a zechel amigdosh.
You want to make the child ask questions? That's what we
No, that's not. No, that's not the reason why you wash until the Siddayim. Maybe that's the reason why you eat karpas. No, maybe that's the reason why you eat karpas. But you wash until the Siddayim, the Gemara said, because Dovashet Tevulah B'mashkin. But if no one else washes, so then why is the father of the household washing? So the Nitziv explains in the Hagdamah to his Agada, you want to make a Zechel HaMikdash in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody had to be careful to be Tohar. Everyone had to. The men, the women, the children, everybody had to. So for Zechel HaMikdash, it's Ginok if the father of the household does it. Right. So the Rambam does not agree with Tosfos. The Rambam Shita is that this Takana of Dovashet Tevulah B'mashke was made at the time in the days of the Beis HaMikdash when people were eating kutch and people were eating truma, but the takana is by Negivim Bismanazeh, even though the whole thing doesn't make any sense today. Everybody's a Tamei Meis anyway, still, Kach Tikno Chachamim, that you have to wash with the Bracha, the Dovashet Tevulah B'mashke. So we do a compromise on Pesach night. We have everybody, most communities don't follow that practice, only the father of the household washes. So most have the practice, everybody washes before Karpas. And no one says a bracha. Why? Everybody washes because the Rambam holds you have to wash. No one says a bracha because Tosfos says it'll be a bracha levatola. Because the takana no longer applies bizman hazeh. And that's what the Taz writes in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. What he said, Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol aleilois. If on Pesach night everybody washes without a bracha v'dovashet tevulah b'mashke, so you should do the same thing all year long. Let's say you just rinsed off grapes, or you rinsed off an apple. And it's still moist. It has droplets of water on the outside. So if you're going to eat it with your fingers, you're not going to wash the Tilas Yadayim for the Dovashet Tevulah B'mashke. So your fingers will be metami the droplets of water, make it a rishon. The droplets of water make the grapes into a sheni. When you eat it, you'll become tamei. So you're violating the din of Dovashet Tevulah B'mashke all year long. That's what the Taz Tainas is. Manish Tana Alayla Zemikol Alayla. On Pesach night, everybody washes with Dovashet Tevulah B'mashke. So we should do it all year long, the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Netziv comes to defend the Minig. So he says, everybody washes, but the whole thing is only Zeichel HaMikdash. We really hold like Tosfos, that's to defend the Minig. And Shulchan Aruch says, you should wash all year long for Dovashet Tevulah B'mashke. If you eat fruits or vegetables that were just rinsed off and it still has droplets of water on the outside, it says like the Taz, you're supposed to wash without a bracha. But the Minig Olam is people are mezalzel in that, so that's what the Netziv says. The Minig Olam is that we follow Tosfos, and on Pesach night everybody's making a Zeichel HaMikdash. So then, so we wash the karpas without a bracha. Then when it comes time to eat Moitzi Matzah, the Mishnah says you wash a second time, and then you do say until the Siddayim. So the Gemara asks, what are you washing a second time? He just washed until the Siddayim half an hour ago. Why is he washing again? So the Gemara says, because there's a Hesach Hadas. What does it mean a Hesach Hadas? So this is a big machlekes in Tosfos. Means a Hesach Hadas from Shmiras Hayadayim? Or does it mean more than that? Hesach Hadas from eating? He was saying so much Haggadah. Let's say a person washes and eats a sandwich, and then he pauses for 45 minutes, he's learning Gemara, then he decides he wants to eat another sandwich. There was such a long Hesach Hadas, he has to wash all over again, say another Hamaitzi. There was a Hesach Hadas from eating. So when the Gemara says Hesach Hadas, did the Gemara mean Hesach Hadas only from Shmiras HaYadayim? Maybe in the middle of the Haggadah, maybe he touched his shoes, maybe he touched his legs or something. Or did he say, no, it's a Hesach Hadas from eating. So that's the Dig Machlekes that Tosfos has with Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim was one of the earlier Paitonim. He wrote the piyut for Shabbos HaGadol that most shuls they don't say. Some of the shuls they still say. So in his piyut for Shabbos HaGadol, he says that the reason why the Chachamim introduced karpas is because he really the morah doesn't fit in with the meal. Let's say a person is in the middle of a meal and decides he wants to eat a chocolate bar. Yes, they say shahakal on the chocolate bar. Aye, but he said hamaitzi. Hamaitzi covers a course in the meal. It covers the soup, it covers the vegetable salad, it covers the gefilte fish, it covers the kugel, cholin, the meat, the chicken, covers the course in the meal. Doesn't cover, a guy wants to drink a glass of schnapps in the middle. A glass of schnapps is not fulfilling you. It's not for nutrition. That's a side thing. Guy wants to eat a chocolate bar in the middle of the meal. It has nothing to do with the meal. That's dvarim, that only the hamotzi only covers dvarim haboyim, machmas hasuda, something that fits in the middle. It doesn't fit in, you gotta say a brocha. So Rabbi Yosef Tildelem holds that the maror doesn't fit in. Which Meshugana wants to eat bitter herbs in the middle of a meal? It doesn't fit in. So you really should say Bar Pri Hadama. So the Chachamim had a reason why they don't want you to say Bar Pri Hadama together with Al Achilas Mar. So they introduce it. You should eat Karpas, say Bar Pri Hadama in the Karpas, and have in mind that this should cover the Mar. So Tosfos makes fun of it. What do you mean? But the Gemara says there's a Hesach Hadas. From the time you eat Karpas till you get to eat the Mar, it's going to be a long time. There's a Hesach Hadas. So they defend Rabbi Yosef Tuvelem and they say, no, the Hesach Hadas is only from Shmiras Ayadayim. The Gemara just said, Asuche Asach Daite Minei, it's a Hesach Hadas, Dilma Noga, and you have to wash again. That's the Gemara Kuf Tezvavim in base. Hesach Hadas, you need until it's a daim again, but it's not a Hesach Hadas from Achila. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they recommend like this, they say, you should make an announcement. When everybody says Bar Pi Adoma on the Karpas, they should all have in mind to cover the Maror. But according to Tosfos, it's a Hesach Hadas, so it's not going to cover the Maror. So Tosfos holds there's no problem. The Maror is Dvar Mahavoy Machmas Asud. It's on the menu tonight. Whether you like it or not, you have to have Maror in the middle of the meal, so it's covered with Hamoitzi. So Tosfos says, if you eat a lot of Karpas, you have to say Bar Nefoshes, because there's going to be a long Hesach Hadas in between the Karpas and the vegetables in the middle of the meal. So that's why in the Shulchan Aruch they recommend you should eat less than a kazayis for the karpas. When you say Adom on the karpas, you should have in mind to eat the mar. But according to Tosfos, that doesn't help. So the hamotzi covers the mar. But since it's a hesach hadas, if you eat a whole kazayis of karpas, you have to say bar nefashis, because it's going to be hesach hadas. So that's why they recommend you should eat less than a kazayis of the karpas.
The same problem with the brave piagop in the second coast.
Second kais and the fourth kais is a machloikas harishonim, whether you say, how many times do you say bar piagofim? So Kiddush, of course you say bar piagofim. The kais of Bichas Hamazon, the third kais, of course you say bar piagofim, just benched. But the shot is the second kais and the fourth kais. So the Svardim, the Mechaber follows the Rif and the Ram and the Svardim, they don't say bar piagofim on the second and the fourth kais. And the Ashkenazim follow the Balei HaTosfos that you do. That's a little bit. Half of the story is maybe this Hesach Hadas, and then they have another consideration blended in. Yeah. Let me close with this. The Gemara on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph sounds like it says, the simple reading in the Gemara, that just like you need Shalachem for Dalad Minim on the first 2 days of Sukkot, so too you need Shalachem for Matzah. If the Matzah doesn't belong to you, you're not yours. That's the simple reading in the Gemara. And the Rosh says like that, if you steal a matzah from someone else, the stolen matzah you're not yes, because it's not Shalachem. The Rambam does not understand the Gemara like that. The Rambam says, if you steal a matzah you're not yes, because mitzvah bo ba'aver. What does he need mitzvah bo ba'aver? Should have said, it's not yours, you need Shalachem. So the Rambam obviously had a different interpretation of the Gemara, we won't go into it now. But in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rosh, that the Rosh says you need Shalachem. So the question is, if you have guests who are eating by you, by the Seder, so I bought the matzahs, my charusa bought me the matzahs, I didn't buy the matzahs, my charusa bought me the matzahs, so the matzahs belong to me. When I have the guests coming to the home, how are they yotze the mitzvah? You have to have shalachem. So the Taz says that it's self-understood that when the host serves food to the guests, he's giving it to them that they should be kaina. And it refers you to a sif in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, that if I have a single boy is visiting by me, and I give him food, and he strikes up a conversation with my daughter or with a single girl around the table, and he says he wants to marry her, and she's maskim, and he takes the kugel, and he says, Hare mekudeshes li, and here's the cholent, and here's the kugel. So the Shulchan Aruch says mekudeshes, but the chassan has to give kesef that belongs to him. So the assumption is that when the host gives the food to the guest, say the guest, if he wants to, can be kind.
Very romantic.
So the others disagree, and they say, no, the host is giving permission to eat my food. Giving permission to eat my food is no loisigzol, but it didn't give you permission to be kinder. So that's a question, is there such, do you have the right to assume that when the host invites the guest and he tells us matzah, verzok that he's makna the matzahs. So that's why many have the practice that they announce right before you go to wash hamotzi, that all of the guests should have in mind to be koina the matzah that they want to eat, right? So shalachem, like on Sukkot, if someone has dalad minim, And I give you a matana. I say, have a mind to be kind. So, so
does the hotel have to make such an announcement too?
Pardon me?
Hotel. It's a room. I'm in a hotel.
Okay, they should have that. They should put on everyone's table, please have a mind to be kind of the matzahs. If you don't kind of the matzahs, according to the Rosh, it's not shalachem. Okay, the rest of the Seder everybody knows. Good. Oh mei, tein le magut niyan, de magut yar, magut niyan tev. Oh mei. Magut niyan tev, shkaya.